我们再来看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn again to John chapter 15.
第一章啊，十五章第一节到第八节。
Chapter 15, verse 1 through 8.
我们再同声念一次。
We'll read together.
我们一起来。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡使我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；
凡使我结果子的，
他就修剪
去。
枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲的话，已经干尽了。你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能做什么。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine,
你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我藏在里面，这人就多结果子。
For without me, you can do nothing. Unless anyone abiding me, he is cast out as a branch, and is dried up.And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
也藏在你们里面，把你们所愿意的祈求给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就因此所荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。好，我们低头有点祷告。
We'll bow down and pray.
主，我们求你今天早上。
Lord, we ask you this morning.
葡萄树和枝子的奥秘开启在我们的里面。
To open up the mystery of the vine and the branches.
我们也求你借着圣灵。
We ask you by the Holy Spirit.
把我们带进这有福的比喻中。
Bring us into the blessed analogy.
好让我们能够常常住在你的里面。
That we can abide in you.
好让你的荣耀可以从我们身上彰显出来。
That your glory may be revealed on us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们的主在地上的时候曾经讲过许多的比喻。
When our Lord was on the earth, he spoke many analogies.
约翰福音十五章葡萄树的比喻是他最后的一个比喻。
John chapter 15, the analogy of the vine is the last analogy he spoke.
这个比喻，所以说把他自己摆在其中。
In that analogy, he put himself into it.
所以说也把父摆在这个比喻的里面。
He also put his father into it.
所以把那些信他的人都摆在这个比喻的里头。
And he also put those who believe in his name into it.
所以这是一个很特别的比喻。
It is a very special analogy.
好像主在地上，来到地上最后的一个晚上。
That was the last night when he was on the earth.
有千言万语要说。
Many words he could have said.
他就用一些的动作。
He filled with some actions.
用一些的比喻。
Filled with some analogy,
来把他心中所有的话，盼望能够说得出来。
To express the words that are in his heart.
我们知道他在最后的一个晚上。
You know that last night,
洗门徒的脚。
He washed the disciples' feet.
弟兄姊妹在这里有好多主要说的话，在洗脚的里面表达出来。
While he was washing the feet, so much was spoken.
主耶稣在那样设立饼杯，
He established the bread and the cup.
他把父的心中的心意摆在饼杯的里头。
He put the will of the Father into the bread and into the cup.
他回答门徒们好几个的问题。
He answered several of the disciples' questions.
那么他就来讲一个比喻。
Then he came to an analogy.
最后他有一个祷告。
After that, he closed with a prayer.
兄弟们，在这。主耶稣最后一段的这个时间
，during that last time，
或许可以用人间的话来说，这是他的遗嘱。
You can say with the human words, this is his last words。
把他来到地上所要做的、所要说的、所要给的， 都在这五章经里面表明了出来。
In these five chapters, this is His will. He expressed all that He wanted to do and wanted to say.
那么在这章的里面讲到主耶稣是真葡萄树。
Here it says the Lord Jesus is a true vine.
我们知道说主耶稣就是太初就有的道。
In the beginning was the Word, which is Him.
当神把他的独生子派到地上来的时候
When God sent His only begotten Son unto the earth
是道来到了这个世界
It was the Word that came into the world
这个道实在是个不朽坏的种子
And that Word is an incorruptible seed
父把它栽在这个大地上
God planted Him into the earth
父是栽培的
Our Father is the husbandman
在父的里面有个心意盼望世人他所造的人能够跟这棵真葡萄树有分
In the heart of God He wanted all that He has created the man will be in this vine
所以圣经就告诉我们说我们得以在基督里
The Bible says we are in Christ
是本乎
is of God
所以神是在盼望我们可以跟这个葡萄树紧连在一起。
So God wanted us to be united to this vine.
父的心何等的广阔。
How broad was the heart of the Father?
他说神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
神愿意万人得救。
God wanted all to be saved.
不愿意一个人存留。
None to be perished.
这是父的心
This is the heart of the Father.
所以他把这一棵真葡萄树栽在这个地上
So he planted the true vine onto the earth.
给人一个机会可以跟他结连在一起
To give man an opportunity to be in union with him.
那我们怎么可以在这个葡萄树上呢
How can we be on that vine?
我们怎么可以跟这个主耶稣结连在一起
How can we be united with the Lord Jesus?
在神那一边是他的恩典
On God's side, it is His grace.
在我们这一边
On our side,
只有接受他，相信他
It's only by receiving Him, believing in Him.
所以圣经说我们得救是本乎恩
So the Bible says we are saved is by God.
也因着人的信
And also by faith.
所以神做他那一面
So God does His side.
给你我一个机会
To give you and me an opportunity.
当你听见福音的时候
When you hear the gospel.
你可以要你也可以不要
You can receive, you can reject.
哦你接受他你相信他
You can receive Him and believe Him.
你就可以得到永远的生命
You will have eternal life.
所以在这里我们看见说神愿意我们跟这棵真葡萄树连在一起。
Here we see God wants to unite us into this true vine.
当我们信了他，就跟这棵葡萄树结连在一起。
Once we believe, we are united with this vine.
所以主耶稣又在说了，他是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
所以当一个人信了主耶稣在基督里的人
So when one believes in Christ, he is in Christ.
主耶稣仍然是那一棵葡萄树
Jesus is still that vine.
在基督里面的人是他的枝子
Those who are in Christ are his branches.
用的人我们试着想一想看葡萄树和枝子的关系
Brothers and sisters, think about it between the vine and the branches.
我很想找那个葡萄树把它摘下来剪下来带来但是找不到
I wanted to take a picture of a vine and bring it to it
我想很多人都看过葡萄树
Many may have seen the vine
那这个葡萄树里面它长起来以后它就会有很多的枝子那就会结果
When the vine grows up you will bear much will have many branches and will bear much fruit
圣经告诉我们说这葡萄树它的存在的目的就是要来结果
The Bible tells us the purpose of the existence of the vine is to bear fruit
他说我们可以得到葡萄干来增加我们的力量
We can gain the dried grapes to gain strength
这个葡萄可以压榨成酒。
You can take it to the wine press and produce wine.
所以圣经说，这个葡萄酒是要叫神喜悦。
That wine will make God pleased.
也叫人喜悦。
And will give pleasure to man.
所以当枝子和葡萄树连在一起结出果子的时候
，When the branches connected to the vine and bear fruit,
神喜悦。
God will be pleased.
人也喜悦。
Man will be.Will have pleasure.
这是神盼望我们从这个比喻中所得到的。
This is what God wants us to get out of the analogy.
啊，这个葡萄树
，this vine，
这些枝子它为什么会结果子
？Why would these branches bear fruit？
在看不见的那一面。
What you cannot see，
这个葡萄树里面的枝浆，它所有的养分都供应在枝子的上面。
The juice and nutrition of the vine is supplied into the branch。
它把所有一切都给枝子。
All that he has, he gave it to the branch。
只有一个目的，要叫枝子结果子。
With one purpose, that is for the branch to bear fruit。
而且能够结更多的果子。
And even bear much fruit.
啊，这个葡萄树，主耶稣就是他的枝子。
And the Lord says that branch is His branch.
这个葡萄树，它有一切的丰富，可以来供应，来满足那个枝子所有的需要。
Or His abundance will supply the need of the branch.
我们如果从葡萄树里面来想到主耶稣，他是一位怎样的？
If you look at the vine and you think about who is our Lord Jesus,
圣经说神把一切本性的丰富都有形有体的怎么样居住在他的里面。
The Bible says all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ.
这位耶稣基督，他有神一切的丰富，神一切的智慧，神一切的恩典能力都。
This Lord Jesus holds all the abundance of God, all the wisdom of God, all the grace of God.
里面藏着一切人类所需要的
Hides everything that man needs.
它里面藏着整个宇宙所需要的
Hides everything the universe needs.
它里面的丰富不仅仅过去的勇士今天的时代就甚至于将来的时代都藏在它的里面
Even the eternity in the past, today, or eternity in the future, all the fullness is hidden in Him.
有人曾经来描述这一位的基督，这一位的真葡萄树的丰富，是这样的来描述他。
Some have just tried to describe the fullness of Lord Jesus.
他是包罗万有的基督。
He is the all-inclusive Christ.
无所不包。
Nothing is not included.
无所不有。
Nothing he doesn't have.
你所有一切他都在基督里面可以得到。
All that you need could be gained in Christ.
所以在基督里面有一切的丰盛是为我们预备的。
In Christ is all the fullness prepared for us.
那么在这一段的圣经里面，当我们在这棵葡萄树上的时候
，When we are in this vine.
我就用另外一个词来说，就是在基督里。
We can use one word, abide in Christ.
就是葡萄树和枝子就连在一起。
That the branch is united to the vine.
但是主耶稣在这一段的圣经里面
，But in this passage,
他告诉我们说，枝子可以住在葡萄树里头。
He says the branch could abide in the vine.
但是枝子也可以没有这棵葡萄树。
But the branch could also be apart from the vine.
他说：“如果你们住在我的里面
，He said, if you abide in me,
那我也住在你们的里面。
And I in you.
他说：你们都离了我
，apart from me,
那你们就不能做什么
？You can do nothing.
也不能结果。”
You cannot bear fruit.
所以在这一段的圣经的里面，有一个是主说你们住在我的里面。
So here the Lord says, "Abide in me."
那么这一个要求是狮子要负的责任。
That is a demand for the responsibility of the branch.
或者说门徒要负的责任。
Or the responsibility of the disciples.
或者说我们今天在基督耶稣里相信他的人要负的责任。
Or the responsibility of those who have believed in Christ.
我们在基督里啊，但是可以住在基督里面。
We who are in Christ could abide in Christ.
但我们也可以在基督里啊，但是不住在基督里头，离开掉他。
But we could also be apart from Christ.
就好像什么呢？好像一个家庭。
It is like a family.
这个家庭里面有父母亲，也有孩子。
Here there are parents, there are children.
当孩子生下来的时候，他就在这个家里面。
When the child is born, he is born into the family.
这个家所有的一切，所有的丰富都让这个孩子可以来享受。
And this child can enjoy all the abundance of this family.
这是父母亲的心。
That is the heart of the parents.
但是孩子也有他要负的责任。
But the child also has his responsibility.
我可以住在家里。
I can stay in the house.
我也可以不住在家里。
Or I can not.
就像圣经所说的，路加福音十五章所说的。
As in Luke chapter 15,
父的家何等的丰富。
How abundant was the father's house.
但是有个小儿子不愿意住在家里。
But there is a younger son, he will not stay at home.
他离了家，就没有办法享受富家的丰富。
He could not enjoy the abundance of the house.
那另外还有个大儿子也住在家里面。
There is an elder brother, he dwells in the house.
人在家中，心却可以不在家里面。
His body was in the house, but his heart was outside.
所以大儿子也不能够享受富家的丰富。
So neither could the elder son enjoy the abundance of the house.
所以在这里我们会看见说住在主里面和离了基督。
So here we see abide in Christ or apart from Christ.
人要负责任。
Man has his responsibility.
不过我们来读圣经上的次序。
If we read the order in the Bible,
主耶稣是这样说的。
The Lord says like this.
我们来念一下吧。
We can, shall we read?
我们来念第四节。
Verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面。
Abide in me.
这个藏呢，也可以翻成住。
This abide is really dwell.
所以你们要藏。在我里面，就是说你们要住在我里面。
Remain in me。
那么下面就有一个跟上来的一个结果，就是那我也住在你们里面。
And as a result, I in you。
所以主在这里先要求我们住在他的里面。
So the Lord demands us to abide in Him.
以后呢，他就住在我们的里面。
Then shall He abide in us.
我们再来看第五节
，verse 5。
他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面的
，He that abides in me，
我也。”藏在他里面
，and I in him。
所以他说，如果有人住在主的里面
，if you abide in me，
那么主也住在他的里面
，I abide in you。
我们再看第七节
，verse 7。
你们若住在我里面
，if you abide in me，
我的话也住在你们里面
，and my words abide in you。
这里告诉我们说，如果我们住在主里面
，here says if we abide in him。
接下去主的话就住在我们里面。
Then His words will abide in us.
在一个在基督里的这个大的范围里头。
In the realm of in Christ,
主要我们能够住在他的里面。
Lord wants us to abide in Him.
之后呢，他也要住在我们的里面。
Then He shall abide in us.
这样他我们这个枝子就可以结果子，而且
Then the branch will bear fruit.
可以结果更多。
and bear much fruit.
但是有一种的情形就是离开主。
But there is a possibility.
所以人在这里，你可以选择不在主里面。
Is that you may apart from the Lord? You can choose to abide in the Lord.
你也可以选择不住在主里面。
Or you can choose not to.
如果住在主里面。
If you abide in the Lord,
你就可以得到葡萄树一切的供应。
You shall be supplied by vine.
如果不住在主里面，就被丢在外面枯干。
But if you do not, you will be casted away and dry up.
所以在这个比喻的里头
，So in this analogy,
我很有盼望我们的心能够向着他而去。
The Lord wants our hearts to be upon Him.
所以在这里，心很重要。
So the heart is so important.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
You shall keep your heart more than anything else.
因为一生的果效都是由心发出来的。
Because out of the heart comes out all the issues of life.
弟兄姊妹，你我的心向着哪一个方向而去
？Brothers and sisters,
向着基督呢，还是背着基督呢？
What is our direction of our heart? To Christ or apart from Christ?
还有不仅仅我的心我们的思想也是很重要
Not only our heart but also our mind is very important
圣经里面特别称我们的思想叫做心灵里面的眼睛
The Bible often calls the mind of our heart as the eyes of our heart
当你的思想想起我的时候
When your mind is of the Lord,
你就住在基督的里面。
You abide in Christ.
当你的思想离开主的时候
，When your mind is away from the Lord,
你就不住在主里。
You are not abiding in Christ.
另外，我们的意志也很重要。
And our will is also important.
你可以跟主讲说，我愿意住在你的里面。
You can say to the Lord, Yes, I want to abide in you.
你也可以说我不愿意住在你的里面。
And you may also say, No, I do not want to abide in you.
当我们听见福音的时候
When we hear the gospel,
有人就用他的意志说我愿意接受主。
Someone's will say, Yes, I want to accept the Lord.
他就得到了永远的生命。
Then he shall have eternal life.
他就跟基督连在一起。
He will be union with Christ.
有人就不愿意。
Some will not.
你可以用很多的借口、理由来推辞。
You can use many excuses and reasons.
但你就跟永远的生命没有关联。
But you have no connection with this eternal life.
所以我们的心、我们的思想、我们的意志
，our heart, mind, and will，
连我们的情感。
Also our emotion.
说主啊，我愿意爱你。
Lord, I'm willing to love you.
主，我们的爱会充满在我们的身上。
Lord, may your love fill us.
那这是一个住在基督里面的一个情形。
This is the situation of abiding in Christ.
你可以主动，你也可以拒绝。
You can accept, you can reject.
我想我要用圣经上的一个例子啊来说明。
I'd like to use an example in the Bible.
我们知道在旧约的圣经有一个人，有一个家庭，他是个很大家族。
In the Old Testament, there is a large family.
这个父亲啊，他有十二个儿子。
His father has 12 sons.
其中有一个儿子名字叫做约瑟。
One of them is named Joseph.
这就是以色列十二个支派的那个先祖们。
That's the ancestor of the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们知道雅各爱约瑟。
We know Jacob loved Joseph.
约瑟他实在有很好的品格。
Joseph has great character.
他的兄弟
His brothers
就常常做一些不好的事。
They often do evil.
约瑟曾经做过做了两个梦。
Joseph had two dreams.
这些梦都说到约瑟将来要被高升。
It all talks about the exaltation of Joseph in the future.
他的兄弟们要来投靠他。
And his brothers shall come to him.
但是他的兄弟们不服。
But their brothers didn't like it.
所以给他起了一个名字叫做梦的人。
So they gave him a name, the dreamer.
有一天, 雅各叫约瑟去看他的兄弟, 因为他们在外面牧羊。
One day Jacob sent Joseph to see his brothers who are outside shepherding.
当他的哥哥们看到约瑟来了,
when his brothers called Joseph came,
他们就想说这个做梦都来了。
They said, here comes that dreamer.
我们想想看他的梦怎么实现。
How do you think that dream is going to be realized?
所以他们想把他杀掉。
They wanted to kill him.
骨肉之亲。
One blood.
且动了毁灭的意念。
But they had the mind of destruction.
后来神没有让他们把他杀掉。
God did not allow this.
后来他们把约瑟就卖给那刚好有一个一商队来了。
They sold. There was a commerce group coming by.
就约瑟就被卖到埃及去。
Joseph was sold to Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的故事，
Brothers and sisters, hear the story.
很可能也是会发生在我们的周遭。
May very likely happen around us.
有些人对你不好。
Some may not like you.
有些人对你远疏远。
Some may be away from you.
有些人想陷害你。
Some may want to persecute you.
有些人想伤害你。
Some may want to even kill you.
我不知道碰见这个环境的时候，你的心向着哪一方向。
I don't know when you are in this situation, where is your heart?
好像一个天平。
It is like a balance.
你的心可以向着神而去。
You can go to God.
你的心也可以远离神。
You can go away from God.
就看你的心朝向哪一面。
Where is your heart?
第二，你可以说你的想法向哪一边。
Also, where is your mind?
你是想那些 伤害你的人， 对你不好的人。
Is your mind to those who are against you?
还是你的心想说神啊， 这些都是你所许可的。
Or your mind goes to God and say, God, this is all that you allow.
你的意志要决定在哪一方向。
And your will shall also make a decision.
我要以牙还牙呢。
Do I make it tooth for tooth?
还是用以爱来包容呢？
Or do I respond with love?
弟兄姊妹，这是这一段故事的前半段。
This is the first half of the story.
那么中间我们就知道神约瑟就在埃及那一段很苦的日子。
Then we knew Joseph spent a bitter day.
在苦难的日子当中，
in the days of trial,
也有神恩典的眷顾。
There was the care of God.
他被做奴仆，后来最后被下到监牢的里头去。
He was slave and then later on put into prison.
但是圣经竟然有一句话一直的重复。
But there is a phrase repeated over and over.
耶和华与他同在。
That is, Jehovah was with him.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
凡他所做的都顺利。
All that he did prospered.
弟兄们，这里讲什么？
What does it tell us?
这里是讲说，当他在那一个苦难的环境的里面，
says when he was in the day of trouble,
他把他的眼睛定住在他所信的神。
He put his eyes onto the God that he believed.
用约翰福音15章的话说，他住在基督的里面。
To use John 15, he abides in Christ.
那么基督就住在他的里头。
And also Christ abides in him.
所以他如果在很苦的日子里面，发现有什么同在。
So in the bitter days, he could find the presence of God.
主人交给他的事，他能够办得那么的妥善。
What the master gave to him, he could did it appropriately.
周遭的人都看见这是一个很独特的一个人。
All that are around him see he is a unique person.
甚至于在那个监牢的里面有两个大官，用今天的话来说，就是埃及皇帝的那个法老王的左丞右相。
Even in the prison, there were two prime ministers in his, by his side.
一个军政，一个善长。
A cupbearer and a chief cook.
他们都愿意把他们的问题带到约瑟的跟前。
They wanted to bear their problems before Joseph.
因为他们做了梦，不知道什么意思。
They had dreams. They didn't know the explanation.
那后来约瑟替他们解梦。
Joseph interpreted the dream for them.
他知道有一个要被杀。He
knew one would be killed.
一个要官复原位。One
will be returned to his original position.
其中呢，在这个时候，约瑟他想什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does Joseph think at that time?
圣经告诉我们他就求酒证。He
asked the cupbearer,
要恢复官位的那一位。
The one who will return to his position.
他告诉他说，我是无辜的。He
said, I'm innocent.
从你出去以后，替我说好话。Please,
when you go out, say favor things for me.
但是这位酒证出去。 回复官位以后,
but when the cupbearer returned to his position,
忘得一干二净,
he forgot it completely.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when we are in a situation,
一面可以住在基督里,
on one hand we can abide in Christ,
一面可以离开基督,
or we can choose to apart from Christ. But when you are away from Him, you can do nothing. All of your hope will come vain.
弟兄姊妹,
here Joseph knows his hope is in God.
最后我们知道他出来以后就受了埃及的宰相。
Later we knew he was exalted to the prime minister position of Egypt.
对，有一天他跟他的兄弟们相认。
One day he met with his brothers.
当他们在那一段兄弟相认的那个情景实在相当的感人。
And that occasion of the brothers acknowledging each other is very touching.
但是两种心。
There are two kinds of hearts.
一个是说，约瑟说的。
When Joseph said, back then you wanted to do evil.
他说你们不要把我卖到这里，你自愿自恨。
You do not have to complain yourself when you sold me to Egypt.
约瑟他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说神差我到这里来。
He said, God sent me here.
是有他的美意,
he has his good will,
为了要保存一些人的心,
to save many lives.
所以他原谅他的兄弟,
so he forgave his brothers.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们的眼睛向着神而去的时候,
brothers and sisters, when our eyes are upon God,
当我们住在基督里的时候,
when we abide in Christ,
基督就住在我们的里面,
Christ will abide in us.
在基督的丰富就从我们身上彰显出来,
the fullness of Christ will reveal from us.
在这里有爱,
here there is love.
在这里有赦免,
here there is forgiveness.
在这里有保护,
here there is protection.
在这里有扶持,
here there is support.
所以他就告诉他的兄弟们说,
so he told his brothers,
你们快点回去，你把父亲接过来。
Go back and take the father.
后来我们也知道，雅各也来了。
So we knew Jacob came later on.
全家都来了。
The full house.
雅各住在埃及，一住就住了十多年。
Jacob dwelt there 10 more years.
后来雅各。
And Jacob eventually died.
那他的兄弟们又来面对约瑟。
And their brothers came to face Joseph again.
他们想到往事又浮现在他们的眼前。
The memory come back into their eyes.
他们想以往有爸爸当我们的保护伞，我们可以免去约瑟对我们的仇恨。
They thought in the past Father was here, and that's what saved Joseph's wrath.
所以他们又再来到耶稣面前求他赦免。
So again they come to Joseph and ask for his forgiveness.
耶稣对他们说,
Joseph told them,
他说, 你们不要害怕,
do not be afraid.
他说, 我不能够代替神。
I cannot replace God.
从前你们的意思是要害我。
Man meant it for evil.
但神的意思也是好,
but God meant it for good.
要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
To save many lives, to come to where we are now.
最后，耶稣用亲爱的话来安慰他。
And Joseph used many dear words to comfort them.
我们看见一个住在基督里面的。
You see a man dwelling in Christ.
基督就住在我们的里面。
Christ also dwelling him.
当基督住在我们里头的时候,
when Christ dwelling us,
他就从我们身上涌出许多的美德来。
He will overflow his virtue.
所以写诗的人曾经这样说。
So the psalmist said,
他说, 当他知道，神知道以色列的百姓要在埃及受很多的苦难。
God knew the people of Israel will spend dark days in Egypt.
他就在他们还没有下到埃及去的时候,
before they went to Egypt,
就先打发一个人到埃及去。
He sent a man to Egypt.
那个人是耶稣。
That is Joseph.
那个人是一个在埃及做一个奴仆。
That is a man that was a slave in Egypt.
在埃及做一个囚犯。
Was a prisoner in Egypt.
在埃及做在最低的一个位置上。
Down to the very low places.
但因为他投靠神。
Because he surrendered to God.
因为他懂得神的心意。
Because he knew the heart of God.
他愿意服在神手两道翻身中。
He submitted to what God had given.
他在里面成长。
He grew.
让这个枝子成长。
As the branch grew,
结出果子,
bear fruit,
多而又多,
much, much fruit,
到最后高升,
and he was exalted.
这是一个在基督里面的,
this is a man in Christ.
当他经历到神的恩典的时候,
when he experienced the grace of God,
他说不是我,
he said, not me,
乃是基督在我里面活着,
but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们也会遇见一些的环境。
Brothers and sisters, we may be in the same situation.
在我们人生的这一段的日子,
during the days of our life,
有一段我们会跟主很亲密的时候,
there may be a time we're very close to the Lord.
我们也会有一段跟主关系很疏远的时候,
there will be days where we feel the Lord is away.
当你跟主疏远的时候, 你的心想死了。
When you are away, where is your heart?
你的心归给谁?
Who does your heart belong to?
住在基督里,
abide in Christ.
是个很好的词,
is a very good word.
但是我们有没有那一个经历?
Do we have that experience?
弟兄姊妹, 当你碰见一些叫你为难的时候,
when you are in a difficult situation,
你想什么?
What do you think?
你是说这个人为什么这样对待我?
Do you think, why does this man treat me this way?
我对他那么好, 他为什么这样的对我?
I'm so good to him. Why does he does it that way?
我做错了什么事? 你为什么这样的伤害?
What have I done wrong that you hurt me like this?
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们碰见一些事情的时候,
when we are in situation,
你是离开基督呢, 还是住在基督里面?
Do you go away from Christ or do you abide in Christ?
我们农活在这里常常跟主讲说, 我愿意住在你的里面。
May we say, Lord, I want to abide in you.
容易不容易?
Is it hard?
你, 用我们的力量没有办法住在主的里面。
With my own strength, there is no way you can dwell in.
我们怎样在基督里是因着信。
How we, when we are in Christ, we are all is by faith.
同样的，我们住在基督里也是因着信。
Similarly, when we can abide in Him, it's also by faith.
在我们身上所有的旧人都不可能住在基督里。
No, nothing of the old man can dwell in the Christ.
就是因为当知道这一棵葡萄树当它长叶的时候
，when this vine bears branches and leaves，
你知道是谁在这边施剪这一棵葡萄树吗？
Who is doing the work of person?
是我的父，是他是个栽培的人。
It is my father who is a husbandman.
这个栽培的人他是个农夫。
He is a farmer.
这个栽培的人是个园丁。
He is the husband.
他要在这里看守、修理、修剪。
Here he will guard. He will purge.
弟兄姊妹，当父在修剪的时候，是修剪谁？
When the father is trimming, who is he trimming?
在修剪这棵真葡萄树。
He is trimming that true vine.
在他的儿子的里面来做工在我们的身上。
Through his son, he works in us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你信那件事为什么要受洗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why the Lord Jesus you believe died?
当你受浸的时候，把你这个人整个埋在水里面。
When you are baptized, when you are buried into the water,
保罗告诉我们说什么呢
？Paul says what?
他告诉我们说，在他死的形状上与他联合。
We are united to the form of his death.
在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We are united to the form of his life.
什么意思？父在那里修剪这一棵葡萄树。
Father is trimming the.
是在他儿子的里面来做的。
Is working in his son.
所有的一切都他儿子来承担。
All is received by his son.
所以保罗接下去就告诉我。知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
Then Paul said, "We know our old man is crucified with him."
当一个人离开了基督
，When a man is away from Christ,
他一定讲许多的理由。
He will say many reasons.
当他跟人家相处冲突的时候
，When he has conflict,
他一定有许多的怨言。
He will have many complaints.
他当然用甚至于用圣经的话来。
He may even quote the scripture.
当一个人离了基督的时候
，When a man is away from Christ,
葡萄树的枝浆、葡萄树的丰富就被隔离了。
The juice and the fullness is separated from the branch.
你就没有办法从这里出来。
You cannot get out of it.
所以保罗说，我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
The Paul says, knowing the old man is crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么住在基督里面
？Brothers and sisters, how do we dwell in Christ?
主，我愿意住在你的里面。
Lord, yes, I want to dwell in you.
我不能
，but I cannot.
我知道我的旧人不能。
I know my old man cannot.
我知道我的旧人已经与你钉在十字架。
I know my old man is crucified.
你把我带出。
Lord, bring me up.
你让我的心思被更新。
Renew my mind.
你让我的意志愿意倾向你而去。
Make my will subject to you.
我愿意住在你的里面。
I'm willing to dwell.
你保守我的心向着你。
Keep my heart toward you.
保守我的心住在你的里面。
Keep my heart abide in you.
弟兄姊妹，当你愿意这样住在主里头的时候
，When you want to dwell in Christ like this,
基督就住在我们的里面。
Christ also will dwell.
当基督住在我们里面的时候
，When Christ dwells in us,
会有什么结果呢
？What would be the result?
我们知道在以弗所书里面有一句话这样说
，Ephesians says this.
他说我们原是他的工作
，We are his masterpiece.
这个他是指着父神来说
，Referring to the Father.
他说我们原是父神的工作
，We are the masterpiece of the Father.
是在基督耶稣里面。造成的
created in Jesus Christ
为要叫我们
to
行善
do good work
就是神所预备叫我们行
which God had prepared for
弟兄们这节的圣经如果跟约翰福音四章八合在一起来看
if you put this verse along with John 15
他说 我们是父神的工作。
We are the masterpiece of the Father.
这位父神在这里栽种真葡萄树。
The Father is planting the true vine.
这个葡萄树就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Which is His Son Jesus Christ.
在基督里面信他的人就是这样说的，我们是他的子。
Those who are who believe in Him is here. It says we are His branches.
何等的巴望这个枝子能够结果。
How the Father wanted that vine to the branches to bear fruit.
他就叫我们行善。
He wanted us to do good works.
神所预备叫我们行。
Which God has prepared for us.
用的当基督住在我们的里面。
When Christ
dwells in us. 行善的时候。
When we do good works.
我们就穿上了新人。
We put on the new man.
这个新人是照着神的形象来造的。
Created in the image of God.
这个新人在知识和见识上渐渐的更新。
Who renews in knowledge.
当我基督住在我们的里面了，他要在我们身上做一个变化的工作。
When Christ abides in us, He will do a work.
叫我们的心思被转变。
That our mind will be transformed.
叫我们的心思被更新。
That our mind will be renewed.
被更新到一个什么地步？
To what degree?
像照他主的形象
to the degree as if to the image of God
要在一个堕落的人类的身上
on a fallen man
经历了神的救恩以后
to experience the salvation of God
让他有神的思想
he will have the mind of God
他说这个形象是什么呢
the image of God which
有真理有公义有圣洁
Which has truth, righteousness, and holiness.
我再回到像叶瑟的身上。
Come back to Joseph.
当叶瑟对着他的兄弟。
When Joseph facing his brothers,
他知道这些的兄弟是那样残暴，要害他，甚至要置他于死地。
Seeing his brothers who were so cruel, who wanted to kill him.
弟兄姊妹，当你的心思面对这样的人时候，要怎么改变
？Brothers and sisters, when you are facing such people, how would your mind be renewed?
他说他知道这是神所量的。
He knew this is measured by God.
他知道万事都互相效力。
He knew that all things work for good.
他知道只有有爱神的人可以得着益处。
He knew only those who love God will have the good.
就是住在基督里面的人可以叫万事互相效力。
Those who abide in Christ will see that all things work for good.
所以耶稣就服在神的手下。
So Joseph submitted to the hand of God.
让他心思转向。
His mind turned to God.
在神，一切都是美善的。
With God, all are good.
在新人的里面
，in the new man,
有恩典
，there is grace,
有真理
，there is truth,
有公义
，there is righteousness,
有爱
，there is love,
也有分别
，there is separation.
我可以以恨反恨。
I can return bitterness with bitterness.
以报复来对付你们的报复。
I can
以恶报恶。
Return evil for evil.
但是耶稣把这些都放下。
But Joseph laid everything down.
他知道在基督里已经在他死的形状上与他联合已经成了过去。
As if he is united with the death of Christ, all has passed.
他穿上的是一个新人。
What he has put on is a new man.
他可以原谅他的兄弟。
He can forgive his brothers.
他能够爱他的兄弟。
He can love his brothers.
他能够扶持他们。
He can support them.
他能够爱他们。
He can love them.
当他穿上新人的时候。
When he put on the new man.
他说在这里不分希利尼人，不分受割礼。
There is no Greek, no circumcision.
没有法外人，没有西古提人。
No barbarian.
没有为奴的，没有为主的。
No slave, no master.
是不是？也不分是爱我的， 或者是恨我。
There's no who loves me, and there's no one who hates me.
不是因为你爱我，像父亲一样，我就爱他。
Not because you love me, I will love you.
也不是因为像他的兄弟里面恨我，我也恨你。
Not like his brothers, you hate me, I hate you.
这些在基督里面都过去了。
In Christ, all have passed.
只有耶稣基督充满在我们的中间。
There is only Christ.In that,
我们就结出一个果子
to bear fruit,
这个果子叫平安的果子
which is called the fruit of peace.
这个果子是说我和你之间没有任何的间隔
Between you and I, there is no separation.
可以结出一个果子来，我们可以彼此再相交
A fruit for us to fellowship together.
这可以结出一个果子来，我们可以在基督里面有欢乐。
A fruit for us to have joy in Christ.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个比喻实在是藏着主耶稣极深的恩典和丰富。
So much grace is hidden in this analogy.
我常常碰到一些事情的时候
I often when I meet in situations,
我就在会想
I will think,
我说这件事怎么会引到我这样呢
How come this happens to me?
这件事怎么会发展到这个那么糟糕的情形呢
How come it developed into such situation?
为什么事情引到的时候都跟人家都起了冲突呢
Why is always conflict when things come?
究竟是我错呢还是 他错呢
Is it I did wrong or others did wrong?
弟兄们当你在思想这些的时候
When you are thinking all of this,
你已经离开了基督。
You have been away from Christ.
因为当你思想这些意念的时候，我们心里面没有平安。
When these are in your mind, you have no peace.
但是当你回到住在基督里的时候
，But if you abide in Christ,
当我告诉说主，我愿意住在你的里面
，I tell the Lord, Lord, I want to abide in you.
他就充满在我这里头。
He will fill me.
他可以叫我看见我的丑陋。
He will reveal my ugliness to me.
但是他的血有赦罪之恩。
But his blood has forgiving power.
当我觉得自己是那么的丑陋的时候
，When I see I'm so ugly,
甚至对自己觉得失望的时候
，I'm disappointed to myself.
他叫我住在他的里面。
He makes me dwell in him.
他说他我是你的盼望。
I am your hope.
我是你的盼望。
I am your hope.
我可以叫你重新站立起来。
I will make you stand again.
我可以把你高举在磐石上。
I will put you on a higher rock.
弟兄姊妹，当你我住在基督里。
When you and I abide in Christ.
是神一个恩典。
It is the grace of God.
是我们要负的责任。
It is the responsibility of God.
可以告诉主。
Tell the Lord.
我愿意住在你的里面。
I'm willing to abide.
虽然我不行。
Although I cannot.
你能做。
But you can do it.
因为你是神。
Because you are.
因为你是那棵真葡萄树。
You are that tree.
因为你所有的丰富可以留在我的身上。
All the fullness can.
当我说我愿意的时候
，When I'm willing,
我就把那一个拦阻、阻挡。主进来的那个东西把它弄
去 I will take away the obstacle
主可以进到我的里面
The Lord can come to me
做他的工
To do his work
他说我们原来是神的工作
We are the work of God
在基督耶稣里造成的
Created in Jesus Christ
世界上造在原来的意思是创造
Here it says made us, which is created us.
要在我们这些蒙福的里面有个新的创造。
On us who are redeemed, God has a new creation.
好啊，他的性情。
To his character.
组织在我们的身上。
To orchestrate in us.
叫我们能够懂得神的心。
That we know the heart of God.
能够照他的意思来行事。
That we can do according to his will.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们常常住在主里面。
That we may abide in Him.
告诉主说：“主，我愿意住在你的里面。”
tell the Lord, Lord, I'm willing to abide in you.
那不就照他的意。
The Lord shall abide his promise.
我愿意，我也住在你的里面。
He will also abide in us.
我们就可以多结果子。
We can bear much fruit.
叫父可以得着荣耀。
That the Father may be glorified.
当我想到以色列这样的表现的时候。
When I think about Joseph.
看见一个堕落、亏缺了神荣耀的人。
Seeing a man who has fallen short of the glory of God.
因着他住在基督里。
Because he abides in Christ.
而基督也住在他的里面。
And Christ also abides in him.
而能够从人的身上彰显神的荣耀。
Then through man can reveal the glory of God.
人所亏欠，因着罪所亏欠神的荣耀。
That which is fallen by sin.
所以住在基督里重新彰显出来。
By abiding in Christ, the glory can reveal.
真有神恩待我。
May the Lord have grace on us.
我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，你知道葡萄树和枝子的比喻是何等的宝贵。
Lord, you know how precious this analogy between vine and branches are.
你在地上这么一弯，把这个比喻留给我们。
When you are on the earth, you left this analogy to us.
我们求你借着圣灵。
We ask you by the Holy Spirit.
让我明白。
Make us understand.
让我们活在其中。
Make us to live in it.
让我们从其中得着祝福。
Make us to have blessing from it.
好让我们能够与你常常连在一起。
That we can often be united with you.
能够结出果子来。
So that we can bear fruit.
能够叫神和人都一同喜乐。
To give pleasure to God and to man.
好叫父可以因着我们得着荣耀。
That the Father may by us be glorified.
也叫我们知道我们真的是你的门徒。
And that we know truly we are your disciples.
好把一切称颂荣耀归给神。
All the praise and thanks to God.
把你的祝福归给我们。
And your blessings to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.